KW Mobile.
Morning, KO Force, the EF.
What are you doing on this Friday evening?
How was Tuesday? How are you?
Can't complain.
I took yesterday off. It was a slow night. I didn't do hardly anything.
Look, that is just what you need, right? Just lay around and sit down and recoup.
I need to turn my work phone off eventually because it's just going off every couple seconds. So I think, nope, time to turn it off.
Potential employee if it keeps going off.
Wonderful thing is we have so many automated systems, and it will send you a text message or an email or maybe both, and it's just a constant bombarding by information that you may or may not need.
They done for it going off all the time.
Too much, unfortunately.
But for today.
Outside, they gotta get caught back up, so we'll hope not too much went crazy yesterday. But other than that, it's, I don't know. I really don't.
And for the weekend, are you selling popcorn again?
Selling popcorn, and then I got a tin I got to waterproof, even though it's supposed to be waterproof. I don't like to take a tin. I can get them in and waterproof them.
Do we put it up, waterproof it, and then, you know, then pack it up? Or when we get to the campsite, you know, I spray it out then.
Try to get that accomplished this weekend. That way it'll be ready for next weekend.
But next weekend, it should be cool.
I was telling me if I start dipping down in the 40s at night.
Nice. I think the high is only like 70.
Yeah, especially with that 5-mile hike we got to do.
FW, yeah, you'll make it fine on that hike.
Where, I mean, it's not supposed to be anything hard and strenuous, so I definitely think I'll be all right. Just the thought of going 5 miles, which I don't think it's all at one time. You know, we'll walk to Kings Mountain and then do the whole thing and then turn around and end up walking back. So it's not like 5 miles straight uphill. But, yeah, I'll be all right. KO4, see ya.
Cooler weather, maybe the grass will slow down growing. I won't have to cut it too many more times.
Yeah, I'm ready to be done with that, unfortunately. For the weekend?
That's to work. And that, my sister had brought some property, so I'm probably going to go over there and look over it with her and that, and see what she wants, what her plan is for it. But other than that, that's about it.
Then. I think the weather's supposed to be all right this weekend. It's
cool again. Me and the pup might go for a hike.
Need to get me some hiking shoes or something. I think this time I'll wear tennis shoes, but I do need to get something for the occasional hike.
Got my hiking boots just in case. You can never tell. I saw people, 2 miles down the trail and they were in flip-flops. Like, that's just asking for a problem.
For that. Yeah, I went on Amazon and started looking at some, and you know, reviews are great, but sometimes they're overkill because, you know, unfortunately there's always bad products, and that one picture that somebody takes where the sole's separating or something, you're just like, I don't know, I'll spend $100 on that and have the sole separate.
What they were doing though, right?
And then they got a lot of weird off-brands on Amazon too.
Buy any shoes without trying them on?
Probably one of my concerns is trying them on. I mean, most of the time I think they'll let you send them back, but it's just a pain in the butt because you got to get it, try it on, if it fits, and you keep it. If not, you got to send it back and try again.
But then the other problem is, you know, finding a store that's got something in stock. Usually they got a bunch of them, just not my size.
Like work shoes is usually like 11 and a half or something, and I'll go into the shoe place and they'll have 11 or they'll have 12, but it won't have exactly my size. I'm like, I can't do it without it.
me the other day, and I bet it took 5 stores.
Container out in the Pacific.
Yeah, I saw where, you know, Biden met with those people, and they said, yeah, they're going to start running 24/7 and everything and make it better and that. And I'm thinking, damn, you got a truck shortage. It doesn't matter how many you get off of the ship if you can't truck them. You know what I mean? I mean, all the truck drivers are saying that, you know, they don't have enough trailers, like down in Charleston and that. So, I mean, how is that going to make it any better? And where are you going to get the people at?
And then how long can you run people 24/7 and, you know, them finally say, no, I ain't doing this anymore?
Out there at the dock in L.A., they're union. So, I mean, they ain't going to put up with it for long. And, you know, they think they have rights. Everything, and then I saw where 4.2 million people quit their jobs, and that, you know what I mean, during this pandemic, and that, so several of our friends, they quit, but then their husbands have to work 2 jobs.
I've had a couple quit in the last couple weeks. That one guy is crazy. He got hired on from our contract workforce over to BMW, and then he ended up quitting. Never even finished making it all the way where he finally makes the transfer over. He went to the orientation and he just quit.
Their attendance rules must have been more than he could stand.
Makes no sense to me, but you know, I've had 2 of them now. One went in the night shift and he decided after 3 days he couldn't do it and he quit. And I mean, spent years going, you know, waiting to go permanent, and then you just quit.
There is, you know, you get on, you hire on now, it's going to be 25 years before you ever make it to days.
What about that? And I don't know what the answer is. If you take all the older people, they don't want to rotate. And I don't know what's fair anymore at this point in time.
Yeah, here, they, maintenance only works days and only works actually 4 days a week. They, you got half crews on Mondays and Fridays and that, and you got call-ins for nights and weekends and that, but it seems to work out pretty good.
And I'm surprised, but they've talked about 8 hours, 3 shifts here before, but that's a whole different crew you got to hire on. That's just more heat. So we've never done that. We just worked 10 hours. I think a lot of people nowadays, they don't want anything to do with that if they can't help it.
They work 12 hours, and it's like, man, that's messed up. That's 12 hours is a long day, and you cease to be productive after about 8.
Assembly environment, that's not good on your body long term, and it just starts wearing people down.
And everybody in the 50-mile radius has worked there at one time or another, right?
There, knew somebody that works there, or, you know, now they ain't the big dogs as more, so these other companies out there paying good money, so. Well, Ken, I'm pulled in the parking lot, so I might just say, you know, 7-3s to you. Hope you have a safe trip into work today, and hope we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your file.
73, Andrew. Hope your day goes smooth as glass, and that ain't a repeat of last Tuesday. KN4TFW.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good for a Friday Eve, and yourself?
For this time of day?
Rough road today.
It is a long day.
It's not too far apart, right?
That's the nice thing about it is everything's pretty close together.
For the weekend?
Taking the truck to be detailed, and then I'm going to work in a buddy's shop, help him out because he's shorthanded. And then Saturday, I think I've got some wood that needs to be moved for my stepdad. No, this was up in Hendersonville this time.
Where you work in, huh?
Say that again, Ken.
said you're just not picky where you work at.
Just wherever I'm needed, I'll go.
On the news this morning that 4.2 million people quit their job and left the workforce.
Earlier this week, and I just, all you can say is I don't know what they're doing. I mean, I guess they're sitting back drawing unemployment and riding it out.
Ladies that work with Susan, they just quit, and now their husbands work two jobs.
That was some of what was going on, is the women were going back home and homeschooling the kids, because there's been a lot of that going on, and then just not coming back to work.
Kind of looks like, and then the White House is claiming how many millions of jobs they created, but I guess they did. I guess in a way they kind of created them. They caused a problem to make everybody stay home, and that opened up a bunch of jobs.
I guess that's one way of looking at it.
Twisted up mind.
I don't know what kind of crooked pencil these people use to do math and common sense, but they need to put it down.
It went to the longshoremen, and they agreed they were going to work 24/7 and that, try to get all these container ships unloaded and that. But I mean, you still have a truck shortage and a truck chassis shortage and that, and it just ain't going to make it no better. I mean, you don't have no people.
They don't have the capability to unload them fast enough at this point, or anywhere to put the containers.
Right, and how long are the union people going to work 7 days a week?
It's going to cost
big bucks. That you need them to work, but if they don't want to, then they just won't, you know, and that's probably going to be the case.
Hopefully that machine will be down for that amount of time. Plan for the weekend.
Gotta work and that, so I'm gonna run over to my sister's house for a little bit. She bought her a couple of acres, and she wants to look at maybe taking out a couple of trees and what her options might be. And then, so I was gonna run over there and look at that.
Some property yet?
Yeah, I kind of think it's like Gray Court somewhere down there, because it's not far from where her daughter lives, and her daughter lives kind of in between Woodruff and Gray Court, so I gotta believe it's down that way somewhere.
Quite down that way, is it?
It's just, I think a flat lot with a few trees, and I think it's a couple of acres or whatever, but it has access to a pond or whatever, so she's thinking about either building a house or putting a camper on it or something. And so we'll go down there and see what the options are.
I'm back through Gray Court on the way back from Michelin. I don't see a whole lot around. Just some old farmland and some empty houses.
For us, maybe a few acres to, you know, try to do something with, something that's kind of, you know, out of way that ain't going to be developed anytime soon.
Right there where you're at.
Years ago it wasn't too bad, but it's just ridiculous now.
Houses on up in behind you.
Trying to find some property that, you know, they don't want a fortune for. My sister paid too much for it, for what she got, you know. I ain't paying that.
Anymore, man. And who knows what next year holds. It may fall out of it and be dirt cheap.
I see some for in the, you know, North Carolina mountains and that, but it's like not 9,000 an acre. And I don't know what hell, it could be on the side of a hill.
Well, an acre is actually pretty cheap for where I live.
Last weekend, you know, there was some, we went into a little country valley and that, and it was beautiful down through there.
It's getting expensive to live up here. I couldn't believe I found the property I did for the price I did. KO4HX.
You know somebody that wants to get rid of some property and, you know, is kind of halfway concerned about how the property gets developed. You know, you really don't want to sell some prime property to somebody that's going to turn it into a big subdivision.
Up at the house anymore, anybody sells land, it's got restrictions on it where you can't do this and can't do that, so it's hard to get anything done. I looked at so many places that were for sale, but I couldn't bring my truck in.
Restrictions against putting it out in the yard, right?
Well, it had restrictions about building a building to put it in where I could just park it. I mean, it's not like I run my business there. I just need a place to park. But, no, can't do that. We want to approve your building.
That's BS. I know, we got a homeowners association. It's like $40 a year or whatever, but they ain't collected it in the last 2 years. So, I mean, how long do you have to not collect it before it, the association goes away?
And then once it started, it never goes away.
Two lights just popped on, got somebody.
A couple of people up here on 25 this week.
At the time you signed with me, the traffic just come to a screeching halt half mile from my exit.
That stinks.
Truck. It's good one. No, I thought he had a headlight out, but it must have been something in front of it. Again.
It's a 329 now.
This hot spot right here at the interstate's 314. Gonna stop it.
No idea. With everything going on, I'd hate to even wager a guess on that one.
California's passed that law. You can't have no gas-powered generator or lawnmower or weed eater or anything like that.
No, I hadn't heard that one yet.
They expect what they're doing away with all the... You got to go to zero emissions.
Got to charge the battery and put the emissions out that way.
To do with all them used up batteries.
Start a business recycling those.
I see it's where they had like a whole pile of like the small electric police cars and that, and they just... It's cheaper to go get, to leave them sit in the field when they're all used up and go buy a new one than it is to figure out what to do with the battery.
They thought that through when they were saying it was cleaner and better for the environment.
Got that right. Now, due to the lawn care service, if you can't use the lawnmower or a gas weed eater.
Well, think about how many batteries they're going to have to carry in order to get through the day, and how much they're going to have to charge those at night. I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Causing extra electricity all night long where it used to be alone.
So the Milwaukee weed eaters and pole saw, chainsaw, whatever, and on a 9 amp hour battery, 18 volts. Best it will do is about 45 minutes to an hour's worth of use.
So, these guys that are cutting big fields and that, you have to change batteries 3 times.
We're going to use more than that because you're going to have a lot more juice to run that motor versus a weed eater.
My factory was in out there in California, I'd go somewhere else.
Couple of guys that have moved over here from California, and that's the exact reason they said they were moving, is they were just tired of the regulations and you can't do this and can't do that.
Well, I'm back here at the parking spot, so I'm going to have to say 73. Hope you have an awesome day, and goes by pretty quick. KN4 KFW 73.
73 is Ken. Have a great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.